Yeah, I just said to the players there, I think we'd have been disappointed to have come and drawn that game, to come and losing the game beyond belief, really, the manner of the goal. I thought the players played really well, especially in the second half. I thought we were a real threat going forward. I didn't think there was much in the first half. We had slightly the better chances, but it was an even game. I thought in the second half I asked them to step it up. I thought they'd done that. You know, if we're being frank about it, probably like it was got to be one of the days we missed a few chances. But, you know, the goal probably sums up our season. You know, it's so close yet so far. But in terms of the attitude of the players, you know, the last time we were here, I questioned that against Dumbarton. I don't think anybody could do that today. I thought we played really well and should have won the game.
And another day, 3-0, 4-0.
Yeah, you know, I think the big point's the penalty. We've got the photographer says it's he's got a picture, Stonewall, it's a penalty that he hasn't dived. I've not seen it again. I can only go on what other people, what I would say, Stephen Dobie is in the habit of going down in the box. You know, I don't think we've had a penalty since I came to the club, so he's adamant it was a penalty. The photographer says he's got evidence that it was a penalty, and that's a big call because that could have put us 1-0 up with 10 minutes to go or something. So that's went against us, and then that goal you just can't legislate for. You know, Nicky Clark, I think it was it Nicky Clark that scored? Mm-hmm. He's just trying to keep the ball in the pitch, and Lee falls over his feet and it trickles into the back of the net. Comical goal, yeah. Disney surprised me with some of the goals that we've conceded this season. And, you know, that's been the frustrating thing because some games, especially today, we haven't got what we deserved.
Is that frustrating, obviously?
Yeah, but league table doesn't lie. We've finished sixth because there's been five teams better than us. You know, I'm a firm believer in that, and we need to improve as a team, as a club next season. I just spoke to the players there. Very difficult to say what to say to them after that. Just thanked them for their efforts. Been difficult for them. Three managers have worked under this season. That's never easy. You know, in the main, they've given me their all. In training, they've tried to buy into the ideas. The results haven't been as good as we would have expected. Sometimes that's been a bit of bad luck. Sometimes that's been their own wrongdoing. But in the main, they've given me what they could have given me. You know, now we get to the end of the season. Like any club, you know, there'll be a turnaround of players and we need to try and build for next season.
How did you see that last minute goal, more or less?
Just as I've explained, I couldn't see it. I didn't see Dunfermline scoring. I think they got down the wings a couple of times. Williamson crossed it in, we dealt with them quite comfortably. I thought at the worst it was going to be 0-0. I actually had in my head it's going to be 0-0 because I just thought it was going to be one of the days for us, the amount of chances. I honestly didn't think Dunfermline were going to score at all. And it's just, what is that? Was it the goalie that kicked it? I think he was running out for a bye kick. He stretched his head to keep it in. It's ended up in the back of the net, so I don't know. But I don't know how you expect me. I've just seen the same as you. It was a shocking goal to lose, and you know, the only thing is, it probably looked like we weren't going to win the game because it was in the 91st or the 92nd minute. But I thought we played well. I thought we played well today.
Atkinson's one player that's announced that he's not going to be here next season. Can you tell us anything else?
No, I think the club will make something later on. You know, they can speak about that and then I'll speak about it in due course. But I think the club, it's right for the club to announce it. I wasn't aware Jim had made that public, so you've caught me unawares a wee bit, really. So, I think today in the next hour or so, the club will probably announce who's staying, who's been offered contracts and who's going. And then I'm happy to speak about that. I just don't want to speak about it before the club announce it.
How many players do you think you'll need?
I think we need to, just like any club, you know, I think you've got to try and get more players in. But as I say, I'm not really want to touch on that now. You know, you can phone me that next week or that about that, no problem at all with that. You know, as I say, I just ended with the players, we're thanking them for their efforts this season. In the main, I've had ups and downs with a couple of them, you know, it's been nothing personal. Generally being because you're not on the team, which I'm fine with because I want players to be unhappy when they're not playing. But their level, their attitude in the training, that's been very good. So, you know, in the main, they've been a good group of players to work with.
Thank you.